The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Yes, welcome to the show. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan on this Tuesday, March morning. And we endeavour to ease your troubled mind over the next hour. The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. Now, did you, like me, check last night to see what the daily case numbers were and then instantly regret it? Because you just get yourself into a panic, don't you? And then you learn, oh my God, there's 500 cases per 100,000 in Tullamore, which sounds scary until you realise there's only 14,000 people in the town. And let me know if I'm wrong, but I think we're still the, are we the only country still doing the daily briefings thing to announce numbers? So then I cheer myself up and I look at the vaccine figures, because at one stage we said we're going to make everything positive and we're going to have figures about vaccines because that's where we want to be. And then the latest figures that we have are up to date at the end of last Friday, which is many days ago. Like, you're wondering who's counting them. Is it the same people who were doing, remember the count centre in Nevada, where it was like, you know, it was like, any sign yet? No, okay. Maybe we're still using chalkboards and then someone has to run to the edge of the village and call out the numbers to the next county and then they light a fire and so on. And then Paul Reid and the HC comes out and says, yeah, the vaccine figures now are in and a boule bus for everyone involved. Was the figures there for Sunday? 420,000? No, that's my salary. It was seven. We did seven. So great, great stuff. No, but we have done 487,000 and 181,000 second dose. So those people are safe. Those people are safe and fine. And on we go. I'm in Dublin all this week, so I was on my 5 kilometre gallivant yesterday. And you see, I'm used to walking in the countryside, so I don't think people in towns and cities are about how much liquids you've consumed in the run-up. So I found myself bursting for a pee. You know, I was like, I was just shy of doing, you know, the squeeze legs dance that you do when you're 4 years old. You're kind of, and I'm looking down every alleyway and going, that house looks a bit derelict. There's a tree wide enough. And, you know, Anwyl Cadogam Dulg Dy Laoghaire at the top of my voice. But I was even looking around. I even walked around pretty much a petrol station going, there must be a door here. But, and then I was just too embarrassed to ask anyone. So there was nowhere to go. So I just had to walk home in absolute agony. You're in the countryside, you see, you have an old hedge or a ditch or you jump into a field or whatever. But anyway, the relief though when you get, the relief, it's like a pee exorcism in a way, isn't it? Anyway, God, this is starting out well, isn't it? Talking about straining the potatoes just after 9 o'clock in the morning. 51551, as I say, is the text number. Let's look at the bits and pieces across the news media, shall we, this morning. Yes, good news. Photo Wildlife Park, according to the Evening Echo, down in Cork. They've been humbled by generous donations they're getting from the general public. They've received over €10,000 in individual private donations on their website in the last few days. They're dependent on visitor income, of course. 95% of their operating costs are reliant on gate receipts, annual pass sales and gift shop revenues, which you can imagine aren't very good in the last year. Government funding supports means that it will survive financially until June. But they say if they miss their peak visitor income period of July and August, then they'll be facing financial difficulties and possible closure as soon as September. So hopefully we can get out and about. It is an outdoor park. And I love Cove in general, and Fota is there at the edge of it. And you can get kind of close, more personal, I think, with the animals, because you get to see them running around free. The giraffes in particular. In there, it's an open zoo, as they call it. So anyway, the running costs are €380,000 a month. So they need the money. And if you're thinking of donating, it's on their website, photowildlife.ie. There's a little donate button there. So it's good news. The Irish Examiner tells us that President Michael D. Higgins received the COVID-19 vaccination the other day. The ORS just announced this yesterday evening. And his wife, Sabina Higgins, a statement for the President's office, said they were grateful to have got the dose. Their turn having come, President Higgins and Sabina gratefully receive their first COVID-19 vaccination from their local GP. I mean, I actually was quite surprised because I thought they might have just quietly got the jab. I mean, he is the first citizen of the state and he has important functions. He has to sign things into law and meet. I think there's an audience with the Taoiseach every week. I've seen that kind of been mentioned over the phone or something like that. Does that happen? I'm not so sure. But anyway, he didn't. He waited his turn and he is 79. He turns 80 next month in April. So it was interesting because Joe Biden, lots of world leaders have got the jab before their citizens to kind of encourage them to do it and show that it's safe. In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu actually ran to the airport when they met the first shipping of vaccines. But there you go. He waited his turn and that's all well and good. Now, what's happening in ITV? Well, they are set to launch a new series called Cooking with the Stars. It is thought the culinary series will see celebrities paired with professional chefs and is already being referred to as the Strictly of Food Shows, reports The Sun. The broadcasters will have two of its major shows this year, The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, after filming had to be postponed. I don't know if you know about this, but there's a virus going around, so they had to kind of call it off this year. And so basically they kind of saw Bake Off food programmes and said, yeah, we're going to do that, stick it in. When is it happening? Dunno, autumn sometime. Who's in it? No idea. So just announce it. Okay, yeah, just say it's happening. It sounds kind of horrific in many ways, doesn't it? Like the food shows, X Factor, I can just picture. I wonder, do you get Louis Walsh to do it? He'd be great, you know. It's great. You've done a great job, Jedward. You've made a complete Jedward of the Bernays sauce. It's not good, but I want to see the apple tart. I want to see it go all the way to the final. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. The egg mayonnaise is going to be huge. It's going to be a comeback. It's going to be so good. Everyone loves the 80s now. They love the 80s. They're going to love the prawn cocktail with the grated parsley. I don't like parsley. And on it goes, you know, hours on end. Also sticking with the telly, Coronation Street. People might have been surprised watching Friday's episode of Coronation Street when Tyrone and Alina, names that mean nothing to me, but they will to many, many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, they stole a kiss on Friday night's episode. People were going, what you do when you're watching telly, going, how are they doing that now? They're very close together, aren't they? Why is there more than 10 people in that room? Oh, because this film was made in 1986. All right. But Coronation Street. So what they're doing is the actors are filmed before they take their kiss, but they don't get within 2 metres, says ITV. Regular Corrie extra, Alex Mulvaney and his wife Hannah then step in for the romantic moment and then they do the snog. So kind of stunt doubles, kissing doubles, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing. I know loads of people who are obsessed with Corrie. It just, every time I just walk in on someone watching a soap, it's just someone going, yeah, I'll never talk to you again as long as I live. That'll be a day too soon, Rosie. And then someone in the background is just yelling, oh, you two, you're bad. And then it's either the doo, 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 or the whining sound. Anyway, that's just soaps. There's always someone screaming at someone, isn't there? You're bad. Anyway, good news in the cinemas, if you're in America, that is. Cineworld says it's going to reopen its US cinemas in April and its British cinemas a month after. I'm not sure about all of them, though, because only England has said they're going to open the cinemas on the 17th of May. The North hasn't said what they're going to do. Scotland, Wales, they can make their own decisions as well. But anyway, they're going to reopen, they say, because they're going to open for Godzilla versus Kong. So it's kind of a Godzilla film versus King Kong. It's just like every sequel of various blockbuster. Just when they have big monsters fighting, it's kind of a cartoon and you don't know what's going on. But Top Gun 2 as well, much delayed. And the endless and cursed Bond film as well. Yeah, Daniel Craig will be about 70 by the time that comes out. They keep having to update the gadgets and stuff. What else is happening in movie land, or in TV land, I should say? Jamie Foxx is going to play Mike Tyson in a telly series based on the boxer's life. Foxx, of course, he won the Oscar for his portrayal of Ray Charles in 2004. Was that long ago? Wow. He's going to star in a movie which is executive produced by Martin Scorsese and Antoine Fuqua, who is he directed Training Day with Denzel. No need to give the second name. He's Denzel, come on. And the series is authorized by 54-year-old Mike Tyson. Now, there's where I start to get, you know, ooh, you know, some of the authorized films have been bad. I mean, I can understand music ones. They have to kind of give the official because otherwise they can't use the licensing of the music. Like, so there was a Bowie film, which is panned because there's no Bowie music and it wasn't authorized. But anyway, particularly thinking of Bohemian Rhapsody, which was the biggest film that in Ireland that year, the most watched in cinemas when it came out. Was it 2 years ago? And I just remember reading about it. It was just hugely inaccurate because it was basically the remains of Queen's version of what happened, and they were very unfair to Freddie Mercury, I thought, because in the movie they portray him as doing the first solo album, whereas he was actually the last person to do it. And Roger May kind of made sure he had that scene where I came up with "We Will Rock You." That bit, that was me. I thought the Rocket Man, was not the Elton John movie, was a little bit better. It didn't go into the whole South Africa controversy in the 80s, though. Authorised film as well. It was produced by his husband. And speaking of himself, everyone is invited this year to Elton John's famous Oscar party. Yes, it was usually one of the hardest tickets to get, but now everyone can go for just $19.99. So $20. It's available via Ticketmaster because, of course, it's online. But the good thing is that the proceeds go to young people at risk and living with HIV all over the world. So the Elton John Foundation is one of the biggest independent AIDS organisations in the world. So people who've been watching It's a Sin and were learning about that era, and to learn that this, since we know the word pandemic so well, that HIV was a pandemic for way, way long and still is, as far as I know, certainly classes an epidemic in regions of the world. So you can go online and you can attend the party, which will have all the A-listers ahead of the Oscars, which are on April the 25th is the party. So it must be, this is the night of the Oscars usually, isn't it? It's the weird Oscars that are happening on the 25th of April. One film I'm actually very excited about is Promising Young Woman. Loads of Oscars for that, Carey Mulligan and so on. And also this looks really good. And the Irish Daily Star has a picture of Lady Gaga and Al Pacino in a very 70s look. Because they're in the new movie House of Gucci. So Gaga, that sounds Oscar-y, doesn't it? And Adam Driver is playing Gucci himself, Maurizio. And it looks very luxurious, and the wonderful outfits you can imagine. And there's a portrayal, an actress I don't know, Madalena Gania. Does that mean anything to anyone? Never heard. But she plays Sophia Loren. And that scene looks amazing in the photographs. I'm looking at the paper here. So terribly exciting. And that's all happening in Rome. Wouldn't be jealous they get to film the thing in Rome and hang out and see Rome where it's nice and quiet. And anyway, it's also nice to think of times when you went on holidays. And one I remember very fondly, I was a teenager, was Pompeii. I was just always fascinated by Pompeii. You know, the volcanic eruption had just buried everything really quickly. Well, a new study, according to The Guardian, has revealed that clouds of ash and gas engulfed the Roman city of Pompeii within minutes, suffocating the inhabitants. They apparently would have died in only 15 minutes, which probably explains how they were just caught in that moment in 79 AD. So, you know, the guts of 2,000 years ago. And it's just an amazing story because you're kind of, it's a fascinating place to visit. We'll go there again because you're kind of caught between the tourism entertainment of it and the fact that you're treading what feels like an open grave. But at the same time, it's one that just unlocked all these mysteries about life thousands of years ago, down to the graffiti that was revealing Latin swear words and stuff that would never have been known if it wasn't for that terrible moment. And also a lot of porn, I remember, on the walls and statues. It's true. I was a teenager, though. Very randy community, Pompeii. Destroyed by an eruption. Oh, the irony. Anyway, to cool Earth down in the modern era, this is Bill Gates. Now, of course, if you're a conspiracy theorist, the minute you hear Bill Gates, what's he up to now? He's going to get the chip into our brain, isn't he? Yes. No, apparently Bill Gates, who before got involved in vaccines and funding for vaccines very successfully, he is a leading campaigner on climate change. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but one of the kind of theories they think they can do to reduce the intensity of the sun and the heat of the planet is to release giant clouds of basically chalk dust to block out the heat of the sun. So a large balloon will be released in Sweden this summer in the Arctic Circle. It'll climb, it'll be a big balloon going up 12 miles into the sky, and it's going to carry, 600 kilos of equipment and only a kilo of dust. So it's going to kind of block out the sun, try to reduce the heat. And there's a huge debate among scientists because they're saying, well, if you block out the sun, then people on the ground will think, well, we don't have to bother not burning stuff and not, switching from fossil fuels. Sure, that'll be solved. But it does sound pretty horrific if this is the solution, because you're releasing all this chalk dust into the sky. It's going to make sunsets look spectacular, but the sky will be white all day on a sunny day. It'll just be white. There'll be no blue skies. but it might reduce temporarily at least some of the effects of climate change, which is all very, very grim, basically. This is something I can't get my head around. The first tweet ever posted by Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. He basically just wrote the words, just setting up my Twitter, which he spelled T-W-T-T-R. Well, he put the first tweet on sale as a unique digital token known as a NFT, non-fungible token. And it was basically bought by someone for 2.4 million euro, donating, however, the money to a charity which is battling the thing, COVID-19, in Africa. So what is the... So an NFT is basically a limited edition asset in the digital world, including JPEGs and video clips that can be bought and sold like any other item, but has no physical form. So it doesn't really exist. It's a kind of a form of a certificate of ownership for a physical asset, which is digital. So it's a bit, it's kind of cryptocurrency related, which is kind of strange. And someone built a digital home online. So it's not a home. It's just a house on Mars. So they got pictures of Mars, stuck a house in it, and they sold that for 500,000. So it's a great thing that's going there, if you're into that. Now, what else do we want to do? Yes, we want to play a tune. I wanted to play this tune yesterday, but we ran out of time because of our fantastic conversation with Derek Scally. And but I thought it was worth a run this morning because it was Reese Witherspoon's birthday yesterday, 45, and she won an Oscar for Walk the Line. And everybody loves her, don't they? You never hear someone say, God, you know who I can't stand is that Reese Witherspoon. She just brightens up every day. So that's what we need. So happy yester birthday to Reese Witherspoon. And good morning to you. 51551 is the text. Ryan at orty.ie is the email. And good morning to Johnny Cash fans. I love that. It Ain't Me, Babe. And that is Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon doing a cover of, well, doing a cover of a cover, because it's originally a Bob Dylan song and then, of course, made famous by Johnny Cash and June Carter. Great film, by the way, Walk the Line, 2005. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, 51551 is the text machine. Somebody pointing out here, yes, this is a very important message. A year ago, even last summer, we didn't think we would even have a vaccine by now. We are seeing the biggest vaccination program in history. We really need to appreciate that achievement, which is true. And actually something I didn't think got enough attention yesterday was Dr. Ronan Glynn saying that he's still very confident that all adults in the country will get at least one jab by the end of June. So that's hopeful, and more hopeful than a lot of the predictions that we've been hearing. And he's even including all the supply issues and so on in that. Someone agreeing with me on the on Bohemian Rhapsody said it was wildly inaccurate, but not as inaccurate as Roger May. Okay, yes. What about the Bee Gees biopic written by Ben Elton? As much as I love the Bee Gees, I think I will give this a pass. Yes. And on Photo Island, a shout out here to Wild Ireland in Donegal. Tickets can be bought on the website and used later in the year. Absolutely happy to shout that out. That's wildireland.org, wildlife sanctuary up in County Donegal. And somebody complimenting my descriptive predicament while I was out walking. No comfort in a long walk, but can you imagine being a woman? Says the appropriately named June, actually. So it's like June Carter and then vaccines all done by June. It'll be fantastic. We're coming back after the break. We've got an interesting discussion on sport and particularly women in sport. Back after these.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Just a few of your texts before we go to a tune. When women have children, they go on maternity leave and take time out, which fathers don't do. So don't see what is wrong with asking that question. It's different for women than men, so not sure why women have an issue with it. Yeah, I mean, as Orla Chenoui from Eurosport was telling us there, it's about the family deciding, and her husband decided he was going to take time out to mind the kids, and he works in science, I should say. Someone else says, sailing is an excellent example of equal ability and opportunities for men, women, boys and girls. So that's a good example of sport. I was just thinking, as well, show jumping has men and women competing in the same competition. We've seen the Aga Khan, which we're missing sorely, along with everything else. Okay, we'll take a little bit of an old tune. And that's Circa Richardson from Beautiful Dawkey and Don't Talk About It. We'll take a quick break. Now, that's it for today. We're running a wee bit late, so we'll pass over to Today with Claire Byrne, and we're back in the morning.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.